from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But someone texted and said, I'm afraid that Joe's not going to be ready week one. No, Joe's going to be ready week one. Laremy Tunsil's going to be ready week one. Now, Christian Harris and Will Anderson, I don't know. Those other guys have been out practicing. They just didn't play in the game. They've been out practicing and been on the field for a minute.
Hello.
These are veteran guys that have been in the league, that have played their positions for a long time. Joe Mixon to a brand new team. Laremy Tunsil working with a brand new left tackle that maybe he's got to help, or left guard, excuse me, that he may have to help out a little bit with Kenyon Green and the center. Any concern that that's going to be the first time against the Colts that those guys are on the field in their position?
Zero concern about Laremy Tunsil. Tad bit of concern about my ball carrier. Odds are it's going to be physical when they do run the football. We can't forget about the running back's role in pass protection. There's going to be a lot of one back sets, 11 personnel, 3 wide receivers, 1 back, 1 tight end. Although he's a veteran, he's very aware of what the hell's going on. He's a sharp dude. Pass protection isn't something you do every day in the backyard.
Yeah.
So a tad bit of concern with Joe Mixon not getting any run, just that getting hit the way you get hit full speed at the running back position. They've taken the full speed knockout punch out of football for the most part, but not for running backs. Running backs are still getting absolutely, torpedoed at times.
Yeah, they get hit on every
single play.
Yeah.
And so there is a little bit of concern there with knowing that in a game that matters so much in the division, out of the gate, that Joe Mixon hadn't been taken to the ground.
There's just something for me with Mixon. I'm with you on. I think there's a little bit with, all right, understanding how Kenyon Green works next to you.
Yep.
But I mean, hell, he played with a gazillion left guards last year, and I think they made it work, and he looks like he's healthy. The Mixon thing, there's something with, all right, there's an offensive line that, to put it kindly, has struggled in run blocking, has struggled in preseason in run blocking, and are young. There's some youth in the middle with Kenyon Green and Drew Scruggs. He's never, ever run behind them full speed in a game. Like, to read how they, you know, how to read off blocks off of them, how to read things. Like, that is going to be something that he's never, ever run behind any of these guys in a real game, and understanding what it is they do, how they kick out, do they, like, that to me is something to look at for
reading those guys is key, and it goes back to what Andre Ware said after that after the second preseason game is there's just no substitute for time on task together as an offensive line and running back, and I think it pertains to Laramie, obviously. It pertains to Titus, who missed a little bit of time, and it clearly pertains to Joe Mixon, who hadn't seen a lot of live action with this group, if any. I mean, live, I guess Thud and Uppa is somewhat live, but I think that as a whole, this team would be better off if those guys practiced together and played in a preseason game together last week and practiced together consistently for 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I think that would have been a good idea. But yeah, that's hindsight. I mean, we can't history now. Yeah,
Laramie Tunzel pass protection is like KD. Like, I think he could just get out of bed.
Agreed.
And get out. And
pass. Agreed, 100%.
At a high level. All right, coming up, the Astros are rolling right now, but hopefully this is not a question that they have to answer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.